The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Read, trust, and obey. When it comes to a strategic plan for a mature, happy, and fulfilled Christian life, here's a winning combination. Three wins, a trifecta of sorts. Here's the prescription. Read, trust, and obey. Read God's Word. Fill your mind with Scripture. Whether it's by sitting down with the Bible or listening to it, by using an app on your phone, or hearing it on the radio or podcast, these days there are limitless ways we can immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Listen to Psalm, first chapter. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalm 119. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Later in Psalm 119, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. We are edified and sanctified by his words, Proverbs 30. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And John 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Trust, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. 2 Samuel 22, and he said, the Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He's my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. 1 Timothy 4, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. 1 Timothy 6, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Psalm 20, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with a saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. And finally, obey. I've been a Christian for many years now and still have occasional issues with a concept, the question, what if? At times I felt like I was the king of what if. Yes, I've read God's word, and I know I need to and can trust him, but what if this or that should happen? Well, one of the songs that comes to my mind is the one, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. Absolutely true. We ought to obey God. Let go of your own desires. Let go and let God. He has a plan. Obedience to God's word is always best. A phrase that I've shared with my children and many others over the years when referring to those in authority and especially instructions from the Lord is that it's always best to obey the first time, right away. Psalm 119. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I've tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. Obedience is better than a sacrifice of our time, talents, or money. 1 Samuel 15. But Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. God is forever faithful. As you walk with Him through the twists and turns of this life, have faith. Remember the acronym RTO. Read, trust, and then obey His Word.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.